All right, it's not good news. It's terrible news. Jeff Passan, just a few moments ago, right when we went to break. Good timing, Passan.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
First baseman Pete Alonso and the Baltimore Orioles, he spelled Red Sox wrong.
No.
Are finalizing a five-year, $155 million contract. Sources tell ESPN, Alonso leaves the Met to make a Mets to make a loaded AL East even better.
Yeah. Bradford was right.
Score one for Bradford.
He had that horn ready. So this is a double whammy. So the most significant part is he's not on the Red Sox. The other part is he goes to the Orioles. So it's one thing if he stayed with the Mets, it'd be annoying. I'd be mad about it.
But in the National League.
You bring him here, you get to see him 13 times a year or whatever it is.
Seeing the World Series, polar bear.
Holy smokes. This is devastating. This was a part of everybody's plan. They needed a big power hitter. Breslow even said as much. They need a first baseman. He wasn't going to cost you $400 million, or in the case of his Mets teammate last year, $700 million. He cost you $155 for 5 years. How much was Rafael Devers getting for the next, like, 10 years? You got rid of all that contract. Mm-hmm. You were paying him way more. This guy plays every single game and socks dingers.
Do you? I think he's a better player than Devers.
He is.
So that's what I think. So this is frustrating. He's
a righty bat, which they've been, like, desperate for.
Oh, he's a better fit.
Yeah.
But
the fit's perfect.
I agree. That's what's so frustrating about this.
Because even Schwarber, you and I are both like Schwarber, but you're like, all right, kind of a DH, lefty stick. Like, I'll take him. Don't get me wrong. I will take Kyle Schwarber. But you're like, Pete Alonso, hit him third or fourth in the lineup, have him right around Roman Anthony and maybe Bregman back. Just count on a million home runs. You can now trade Casas or do whatever you want with him.
And
you're good to go for 4 years, 5 years.
The fit is perfect, too, because
the contract's not crazy.
No, that's exactly it. So, like, Passan said, he's got the following tweet. Alonso's deal with the Orioles gives him the highest AAV ever for a first baseman, AAV. He winds up with $185 million, including a $30 million salary last year. So he's talking about playing the game for Boris. He's doing Boris a favor, basically.
Yeah, whatever.
And followed the same track record as Matt Chapman and Blake Snell, taking a short-term deal and turning it into a bounty. Maybe there's a separate discussion there about Bregman to put to the side.
Yeah, I guess.
But, okay, so he's getting $31 million a year, which tops Schwarber. AAV-wise, it's a huge deal for a first baseman, but as we know, there's plenty of first basemen who've gotten 10, 12-year contracts.
Isn't Vladimir Guerrero a first baseman?
Is he?
What is he?
I thought he hadn't been playing some third. He had been playing some DH, so they've moved him around, I thought.
Okay, because I was going to say, because Vladdy's making more money and a higher average annual value. I thought he played first base.
He came up playing third base. He's played first base for the last couple of years.
Yes, that's what I thought.
But didn't he cameo recently at third, too? So I'm trying to remember. I don't know.
I'll look it up.
I'm just reading you a passing.
It's semantics set. Anyway. But let's see. Last year, where did Big Vlad play? I thought it was over at the 2025, 133 games at first base.
Nothing at third?
In 2024, he played a dozen games.
Okay, so maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But no, he's a first baseman. So he makes more money than
total.
Pete Alonso. And averaging.
I would think on AAV, yeah. So
he signed a 14-year, $500 million deal.
Oh, yeah, that's more AAV.
That's way more.
So
but whatever, it doesn't really matter.
The problem with Alonso, though, is he was such a perfect fit on the field. Right-handed bat, power bat. Red Sox need all that. And he does fit into the Red Sox pay structure, I thought.
I agree.
So, like, all right, I'd rather pay him $155 million than pay Devers $300. Like, he's a better player. I'd rather, if you want to pay him a fraction of the cost, fine. Like, I would rather do that. That makes sense. And so you got a better player on a way better deal. That should satisfy everyone. Everyone should be happy with that. And now not only does he sign somewhere else on what I think is a pretty good deal. Like, I know Bradford kind of laughed at us earlier when it's like, well, would you give him the Schwarber contract?
Four for 120. Oh, no. Yeah, Schwarber contract. Would you give him the Schwarber contract? He said no, which
yeah,
I don't.
He got better.
Yeah, he didn't get more. He got one more million per year more.
$150 million. Like, who cares with these guys? That in today's baseball contracts, that's really nothing. And, like, high-end contracts, that's nothing. It's not $400 million to Tucker or $500 to Vladdy or $700 to Juan Soto. Like, it's nothing compared to that. And so he was such a perfect fit, even in their pay structure. And they wouldn't go there.
They gave Masataka Yoshida $90 million, and that was years ago.
So they didn't make an offer to Schwarber. Do you think we're going to find out they made an offer to Alonso?
I hope. I don't want to hear it. It's not going to help anybody. They better have made an offer to Schwarber. I'm sorry, to Alonso. Yeah, so then there comes, like, the interest kings thing. So, like, if they finish second, to Alonso. Like, there's no positive, there's no spin that you can have on this. If they finish second, that's bad. Why didn't you go a little bit more? If they were like fourth, like, where the hell were you? What were you doing? The bottom line is they didn't get the guy who made the most sense. We've named like five other replacements for Bregman. We've named five, six other maybe not aces, but like number two starters. Yep. We've named a bunch of these different guys. They all haven't moved yet. The one concern was, all right, Schwarber's gone. The real true power bat, then all the attention went to Alonso. And I certainly wasn't going to bet any money that they were going to sign him, but you're like, all right, that would be the offseason. That would be awesome. You get Pete Alonso, he's sort of the headline of it. Then you add a couple of other pieces around it. Hopefully Bregman's back too, and you take a run at it. You don't get him. Like, you don't have a first, what are you doing at first base?
What did Lou say?
Dom Smith?
What did Lou say?
Oh, Okamoto? We're on to Okamoto now?
I mean, look. I guess. I have no idea if he's going to be a good player.
Well, give me a goddamn first baseman.
I don't know how
many years ago was that? That still stands true.
That's what Lou said.
I don't know how anybody would know if Okamoto's going to be good or not. You can think it. I have no idea how you'd know.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be good, and it'll be a really good signing, and it'll be proven right. That's not what we were talking about this offseason.
The top first baseman, according to like most sites, were Pete Alonso and Josh Naylor. And Josh Naylor quickly returned back to Seattle. So then you're talking about Ryan O'Hearn, Carlos Santana. I mean, Carlos Santana is like our age.
Yeah.
You don't want a Carlos Santana. Nathaniel Lowe, they have him.
Bring him back.
They DFA'd him.
Didn't they have him?
Yeah. I'm done with him after the
Paul
playoffs.
Goldschmidt, also, he's like our age.
So, yeah, it's a tough go.
That is bad. Not getting Alonso is worse than trying to tell us Sonny Gray's a number two.
Oh, yeah, for
way
sure.
It's way worse.
For sure. Yeah. Score one for Bradfo. I don't know who Fleming was talking about, but apparently it wasn't Pete Alonso. And if it was, really start shaking in your boots.
This is also going to make bringing Bregman back even worse. And it's not Bregman's fault. Again, it's his contract. He did that's how they structured it. Maybe he'll get some money. Maybe he'll get a raise, or at least he'll get more years or whatever. But at the end of the offseason, if it's like, hey, guys, we got Bregman back.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, what else? Who else is in the lineup? They're like, well, we're hoping for another good year out of Story, a healthy year out of, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Who's socking dingers? They got anybody that socks dingers on this team?
Well, no.
Maybe Willie Abreu, who they'll trade.
No. Like, not 30 of them.
They'll get rid of Abreu.
Never mind 40 or 50 of them, which Alonso and Schwarber were capable of doing.
That is devastating.
Pete Alonso, now Baltimore Oriole. You can discuss 617-779-7937. How do they salvage it, Keith? Can they salvage the offseason? Like, Bregman and what salvages this?
Okay.
Anything, or is there not an answer?
I'm pretty shook. I guess if you want to go
Bregman and Ohtani.
No, Scooble. Leave it there. Yeah. Like, Scooble obviously would change the game.
If the Dodgers trade you Ohtani, sure. Okay, so you're going to, like, you're saying Bregman plus an arm now and just try to really focus on
that. Yeah, out-arm everybody. That's what you have to do.
Okay,
as far as, like, the bats games is concerned, I don't think anything does it for me. It was Alonso and Schwarber.
Bregman Seager.
Yeah.
Bregman Marte.
Okay, I mean, it's not nothing. I wouldn't be like, oh, I don't like this offseason.
Yeah,
I'd like at least listen to that.
Like, sitting here now that I know Pete Alonso's a Baltimore Oriole, that's, I guess, what I'm hoping for, but that still feels underwhelming compared to where we started the offseason.
Who's playing the other hot corner for this team? That's what I want to know.
Right now?
Casas.
Right now, Casas.
Right now, Tristan Casas, who Baseball Reference projects him for 12 home runs this year. In like half the games played. Man, the Pete Alonso thing stings. And goes to the Orioles, who were bad last year, but who knows? Maybe they turn around.
I didn't think I was going to feel worse when we talked to Bradfo earlier today. Yeah. This feels worse.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Okay. Don't love it. Not a fan. 617-779-7937. David in the car. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So this is the thing. You try to stand by the Red Sox. You try to get excited about this team. And every year is the same thing over and over again. They do stupid moves. They don't go after the people that they should, like Alonso, Schwarber, all these guys. It's like, you can't do that. You go up on ticket pricing and everything else. People are going to the games, but you're not doing anything to make it very appealing to, to keep people coming back. More and more often, I find people are pulling away because of it. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a shame.
Yeah, I think that's where people have been. He said he wanted Schwarber over Alonso. I think people have been there now for a while. I can't believe that the Alonzos and the Schwarbers now are out of their budget.
Bradford's taking a victory lap now. He's texting me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he goes, told you.
You didn't tell us he was going to be a Baltimore Oriole. Where was
that? No, and he just told me where they weren't going to get him, basically. Although he made way more money than Bradford thought he was going
to
make.
I feel like by the end of the interview, he was mentioning Alonso could go to the Red Sox, I feel like.
Did he?
I'm going to re-listen to that, Rob. But anyways, I'm just lashing out because he hurt us badly earlier today.
So this is brutal because the way the baseball offseason goes, it does take several months.
Uh-huh.
And there was a little bit of the, well, you can't really freak out until guys that you want go off the board, right? So it's like, even though you don't like the timing of it, and even though it bleeds into Christmas, gets into New Year's and the whole thing, and you're like, oh, they still haven't signed anybody. When like the one power bat that we were talking about, even going into the season, we're like, hey, at the end of the year, if Pete Alonso wants to leave the Mets, which he did, Red Sox should be a player. It's a no-brainer. Makes sense. Blah, 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 blah. And then a team in your division, not even the Yankees, a team in your division grabs them. That is, like, devastating.
No, and I think the most devastating thing, again, people are texting, come on, Jones, give a round of applause for your boy Breslow. Which, Breslow's on the list for this. It's mainly John Henry, but I'll put Breslow on the list. If Breslow signed him, I'd give him a lot of credit.
I can't wait for the tweet, though, that says they were so close.
So I haven't seen it yet. I was looking for it, and maybe I've missed it, but I haven't seen
Could they have been that close if he chose to go to Baltimore?
No, I don't.
And if he chose right now?
So,
like, he picked right now to go to Baltimore.
Keith made the point earlier. There were no Interest King tweets about Schwarber. Like,
there were none.
There were no, like, fake offers to Schwarber where they were fourth on the list or the runner-up and they just missed him. There were none of those. Let's see if there is one on Alonso, because then they know, then they'll know like they're getting raked over the coals.
They did get a Zoom meeting with him. So that's
true.
They zoomed him.
Yeah, Zoom meeting with him. And
so they must know his email address. If they need to email him again, they can.
But look,
to wish him well in Baltimore.
Look, when I'm shocked that the Alonzos of the world are out of their price range.
I'm shocked and appalled.
Like,
this is bad.
They signed Bregman last year as a one-year deal. They've signed Story at $100+ million. I thought that level of deal was in their wheelhouse, and I thought they'd get something like that done.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
I mean, you're right. Now Bregman isn't even going to – Bregman's going to feel so underwhelming when he signs, if he even signs here, for like
– yeah.
I don't even – come up with a number. 4 years, 120, I don't know what the number would be. But, like, when he signs for that, the Red Sox are going to go, wait, gave him $100+ million, and we're all going to be like, so?
Yeah,
he was already
awesome.
On the team. You already had him.
Yeah, what's the lineup look like? You know, you just don't have, like, you're going to need an MVP season out of Roman Anthony. Because I don't think you can duplicate what Trevor Story did. And hopefully Bregman plays a bunch of games. And even then, 20 home runs, 25 home runs.
I all along have wanted Bregman back.
No, I know.
I wanted him more than Alonso. I wanted him more than Schwarber.
It's a good combination, though, if you have them both.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You needed Bregman plus another big bat. I just wanted Bregman back, and I like what he brings to the table. We were talking about some of this stuff with Seager earlier, which Bradford also crapped all over. And it's like he has a winning quotient, and he's been in a lot of big games. And I like that with him, and I value that. Although Alonso's been in it. Schwarber's won a World Series. Alonso's been in big games. So they had some of that, too. So I had Bregman at the top.
Stinks.
I had Bregman at the top of my list all along. But the idea was Bregman and Schwarber and Alonso. And now we're 2 days into the winter meetings, and they're both gone. And
both gone, and it's like, yeah, and then as far as baseball is concerned, that is like quick. That is like with urgency for these guys to both be signed by December 12th. All right, last year the Red Sox had 0-30 home run guys.
Yep. Yeah, we said.
I didn't start at 55, Jones. I started at 30.
No,
they didn't have 55, they didn't have a 50, they didn't have a 40.
We said Abreu, right, at 22 or whatever it was, 25?
No, it was Trevor Story, actually,
led the team in
dongs because he played way more games than Abreu, but he led the team with 25 home runs. Does Trevor Story hit more or less home runs in 2026? 100%. Willy Abreu, is he even on the team next year? He was second with 22.
He's probably on the team, but who knows at this point.
That ends the list of 20 home run hitters for the Red Sox.
Yeah, but Bregman.
The
was,
Yankees had like seven of them.
But Bregman was trending towards it.
If you
prorated over 162 games, which he'll never play in,
ability
it was trending towards
is
it.
One of the great... availability is the most important ability, whatever the hell it goes. How many 20 home run hitters did the Yankees have last year? I feel like it was probably a lot. I know they play in a joke of a ballpark, but they had 1, 2, 3 30-plus home run guys, and then 1, 2, 3, 4
more.
Yeah.
Thank you. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
They had 7 guys hit over 20, and an 8th hit 19.
Those are just home runs, though.
Those are dongs.
Those are just out of the ballpark.
Yeah, but they also beat you in the playoffs.
Yeah, no. Breslow just said the other day, he's like, the one surefire way to score runs is home runs.
It's so true. Like, it's very simplistic, but when you look at the teams at the end, Dodgers hit a lot of home runs. They also won the World Series. The Mariners had a really good year. They socked a lot of dingers, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox don't hit dingers.
No, not last year. And
I'm not loving their chances this year.
I'm not forecasting a ton for this year either. Nick, the text line wants it. Where's the sad trombone?
Polar bear. Great nickname. Everything about him.
Will Fleming. Don't check the mentions right about now is what I would say. I'd stay out of your mentions.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Go look at some moms. Get to cheer yourself up.
I might do that during the break. Go to moms.com. See what they got going on today.
Moms.com.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso. I'm cool.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that was his last beef, Will Clark.
Yeah.
And they got their hands full out there in San Francisco with Devers. They got to keep paying Devers.
It's a great question. What are they going to do at first base, though?
I don't know.
Cassis.
They're going to play eight guys in the field.
They did play a lot of first basemen last year, didn't they?
Oy.
They did a lot of guys. Do you like the bull?
I did.
For Abe Toro?
3 weeks.
Romy Gonzalez. Romy. Come on down.
Romy will play there against lefties.
Yep.
It's got, once again, a lot of mixing and matching.
First base platoon again. Rob
Refsnyder, get ready to learn first base, buddy.
No.
Nathaniel Lowe looks like a guy dressing up as a baseball player.
This came out last night. Like, Refsnyder, I don't think they're in on bringing him back.
He gone!
Yeah, fine.
So, like, no, you don't even have that platoon anymore.
You don't even have the lefty killers?
Nope.
Here come the lefty killers. Yeah, I got nothing for first base. Remember we were trying to move every Tom, Dick, and Harry over to first base after Devers said no? Christian Campbell's like, I'll do it.
Everybody tried it.
Yeah.
Okay. Lou says Akimoto.
I don't really know anything about this person. If he's good,
I'm
then...
saying he might be able to play, but like that feels really underwhelming. We might pop our heads up in July and go, wow, great signing. But sitting here now, I'd be, even if they got it, which I guess I'd take at this point, that feels pretty underwhelming.
There's a lot of really good Japanese players in the league, but would you be a little scared based off of the last Japanese player you signed and how he just slaps singles to the left field grounds out to second base?
A little bit. That was a Bloom front office and a Bloom signing. So yeah,
maybe
a little.
He learns first base.
He raked in the World Baseball Classic, though.
He's too itty-bitty for first
base. Yeah, I remember he was on your list, and you kind of talked to him.
He's pocket-sized. He's shorter than Dan Ball. You can't put him at first base.
I was just going to say the same thing. That's a new unit of measure slash...
height.
Yeah.
Well, who's the guy that you were looking up that looks like Dan Ball?
Hunter Hayes.
Well, that was Hunter Hayes.
Oh, yeah, but he's smaller than Hunter Hayes.
Who is?
No, Hunter Hayes is smaller than Dan Ball.
No, Hunter Hayes is pocket
Yoshida. Oh, Yoshida is smaller than Hunter Hayes.
Don't confuse the listener, Nick. Nobody knows who Hunter Hayes is.
Sorry, too many pronouns.
Come on. Yeah, you're throwing everybody off.
Hunter Hayes was 5'6".
Tall?
I think Yoshida dwarfs him, but he's no Dan Ball. 617-779-7937.
Tough day today.
Yeah, this was not my favorite.
We started the day, we're like, business is picking up.
Like, hey, Rumors, get ready for it.
Pete Alonso to the Orioles.
I'm usually the one, Keith.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
John Heyman, first thing he's gotten right. So I'm usually the one who gets the rug pulled out from me, Keith. Like, usually I'm the gullible one when it comes to the rug. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not counting out on Juan Soto.
This stinks.
And you're like, no, Jones, come on, don't be crazy. Yeah. And even you feel a little got this year.
I feel got.
And you have,
it just seemed like everything lined up.
You have better insight on this than I do.
Player,
normally, I'm just like, they'll sign him. They're the Red Sox. They'll figure it out.
It was like the player fit, the position fit, the spot in the order, the money, though, most importantly to John Henry, wasn't one of these crazy deals. They gave Trevor Story a lot of money. Think about some of the players they've extended. They've guaranteed Garrett Crochet and Roman Anthony, like, a ton of money, right?
Yep.
But not silly money, not like over the top money, like Vlad Guerrero's $500 million. Remember last year at this time, we were like, "Hey, they could get Vlad Guerrero in a year. Just wait on that."
Yep,
that was said. People said that.
Yep.
Oh, depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
Well, yeah, I hate to line up with everybody else against you, my guy, Craig Breslow,
and not to pile on Will Fleming.
I do not like where it's going.
I don't know how many people are smiling right now. He promised smiles, and smiling is my favorite. But I don't see a lot of smiles right now.
I don't want to
frowns.
Pile,
maybe frowns.
I don't want to pile on Will Fleming, but you lied to us.
You lied to us through Twitter.
And we're pretty angry about it.
We are real upset.
617.
We are sad.
779-7937. You can jump in live for WEEI Afternoons. I'm sure they'll have this covered. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, normally we hear from the head coach of the Patriots around this time every week. Mike Vrabel does his press conference, his midweek press conference. We had the breaking news that Pete Alonso has signed with the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
So that was pretty devastating. But Vrabel going over, we'll have more of the highlights probably of that tomorrow, but talking about taking on the Buffalo Bills for the second time this year. And something that we had hit on earlier is Pats are an underdog, despite the fact they've won 10 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming off the bye, where Mike Vrabel, famously 6-0 as a head coach after the bye.
Never lost.
So you were asking me, like, why are they an underdog? And I honestly don't know, other than, like, Vegas is usually right and I'm usually wrong. Another factor, though, possibly would be the last time they played, Milton Williams played, Will Campbell played, Jared Wilson played. So you're missing three big fellas up front.
Are we sure Wilson's not going to play? He was at practice.
Good point.
Yes,
good point.
But anyway. But
Campbell, let's start with those two anyway. Your left tackle and your best defensive lineman aren't there. But I don't know. Like, over the last handful of weeks, the Bills haven't looked great. The Patriots keep winning. There was a couple games where, you know, maybe the Bengals game was a little bit of a letdown game, but then they bounced back nicely the last time we saw them, and they've had a week off. So I will gladly go Patriots money line. I might very well lose, but I don't really know why they set the number the way they did.
I'm checking FanDuel now. Pats are plus 100 on the money line. They're plus 1.5. So what does Vegas know?
That's something.
I agree with you. Pats have won 10 in a row. They're arguably the best team in the AFC. They already beat Buffalo in Buffalo. They're coming off a bye week. They're at home.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo just gave up 34 or whatever it was to the Bengals. They scored 39, but they gave up 34. They have not looked great, and they already lost head-to-head to the Patriots when they were at home. Now they got to go on the road with the Pats waiting for them off a bye. So maybe it's injury-related, Keith. That's not a bad guess. I wonder if Vegas is just hedging. The books are just hedging.
Yeah, it could be.
And saying,
it's Josh Allen.
Well, yeah, but not even that. Just, are the Pats really a 15-2 team? Like, I wonder if they look at it like this. The Pats are really a 15-2 team?
Yeah.
They're really going to end the season winning 14 in a row?
Maybe.
They got to lose somewhere. This is probably it. I wonder if that's part of their logic, because otherwise I have trouble figuring it out. But they know something.
They do?
They know something.
Something stinks.
Yeah. Did I really just forget that melody?
No. When I grab bag, then you go gave me just a little bit of
grab bag.
Break up the Bruins, Jones. They've won 3 in a row. 5-2 winners last night over Jim Montgomery and the St. Louis Blues. Jeremy Swayman was in net. David Pastrnak was back on the ice. Swayman, in fact, was on the Greg Hill Show this morning around 9 o'clock, so you can check that out if you missed it.
Yeah, he's like, we doesn't even feel like we don't have a captain on this team.
Yeah.
Wait, we're good. Playing.
Well, the guy that a lot of people think should be the captain, David Pastrnak, had 3 assists. 3 apples.
Three? Two?
3 apples.
I thought it was 2, whatever.
I'm looking at the box score right now. You had 3 apples.
Bunch of assists. Good for him.
Sean Crowley had a couple.
Nice bucket hat. You see that?
I did see the bucket hat.
Looked real good. No, I'm just happy they dunked Monty's bald head in the toilet and gave him a swirly for the second time in the last few games. And no one's crying about Monty anymore.
No.
The Blues are horrible. No. The Bruins beat him a couple of times. So, look,
correct.
We're starting to worry. Were they going to drop to the bottom of the division? They're showing a little life with 3 wins in a row.
I know you were probably paying close attention to this, Jones, but the Chicago White Sox won the Major League Baseball draft lottery. So the Chicago White Sox will, in fact, have the number one pick in next year's draft.
Now, I guess I didn't look exactly to see where some of these teams fit in, but I know Carrabas was kind of taking a victory lap on this yesterday. He's like, good, the Rockies can outright tank and outright like embarrass the sport, and they didn't get rewarded for it at all with the draft pick, so I guess maybe there's an angle there.
Yes.
But otherwise, good luck White Sox in the draft. Happy draft.
This magic moment when your grab bag is close to mine will last forever. Forever until the end of WEI.
Well, an update on things that's probably only important to us. It looks like there's some work going on in this third monitor we have, which used to be a TV with cable. Now it's just a countdown clock. And for several months,
it's basically just a broken television that every once and then is a countdown clock.
It was a countdown to the 2025 NFL draft, which you know was 8 months ago. So it's been pretty much just
for about 8 months. It said 0000000.
It looks like we now have it as a countdown to Super Bowl 60.
So Ken's just blowing right past the Will Fleming countdown, I guess.
I thought. Well, I guess the Pete Alonso news may have shook that to the core.
Yeah, the plan might have changed about a half an hour ago.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think he was going to update it to the Will Fleming clock, and then he's like, "Ah, it's out the window now."
But there's a lot going on. They're sharing the screen now, and they're changing it. It's going from nothing back to that to nothing back to that.
Countdown to Super Bowl 60.
We are about 60 days out from Super Bowl 60, so maybe the Patriots will be in there, and that guy that asked us if he should cash out his bet, you know, maybe he'll have won a great deal of money by then.
Mm-hmm.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone, except when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
Philip Rivers, the star in the NFL right now at 44 years old, hasn't played for 5 years, back with the Indianapolis Colts. And how about this for a loophole?
Up. Oh.
He's going to wear number 17.
I saw this.
Despite the fact that Daniel Jones also wears number 17.
So because he's going on IR, you can steal his number?
Yeah.
So somebody right now could take Will Campbell's number?
I guess.
Like right now, if you wanted to get in there, you could just swipe his
number?
But
if Will Campbell came back, something would have to give. But
what a dumb rule.
Philip Rivers is back. He has an absolute gauntlet to finish the season.
If you want the Milkman's 97, go get it right now.
Take it.
Yeah.
Pounce.
That's yours. This is your chance to get it.
Jalen Polk's number before he got traded was up for grabs, yeah. But he was on
for sure.
He was on IR. But yeah, Philip Rivers, do you think he plays all four games?
No.
He gets hurt really badly in this game?
Well, he gets hurt or he gets the crap kicked at him so much, he's like, I'm going back. I guess I'll go back to my family. I'm really sick of them, but I guess I'll do it.
I never wish for injury, Jones. I'm not a psycho. But it's one of those things where it's like, it kind of speaks to maybe just how safe the league is if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's a 44-year-old man who hasn't played in 5 years. I don't care how good he was or wasn't prior to. You can't come off the couch after 5 years and play quarterback in the NFL and survive.
It is the best example that quarterbacks are protected at a level they've never been protected at if he survives this next month. That's a great point.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm right back. I'm staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag. And I need grab, and I miss bag, and now I wonder if I could fall into grab bag. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just grab bag tonight.
Jane Daniels out this weekend for the Commanders.
Ooh.
Grab back, man.
Grab back,
man.
Grab back,
man.
Grab back,
man. I can walk
grab back
fast as you can.
Another big baseball signing today, overshadowed by the polar bear, but Kyle Finnegan back with the Tigers, 2 years, $19 million.
Okay.
He's a nice little player back there. They acquired him last year from the Nationals.
I'll take Chapman.
I'll take Chapman as well.
I'll take Chapman over that, yeah.
Jones and Keefe, grab back. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right. Favorite segment within a segment.
Oh.
Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
All right, is it another eye test? If it's an eye test, I'll pull it up.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
It is, yeah.
Okay, hang on. Tell me when to start. I'm just honestly nervous about my own.
This is for real. This is not fake.
I'm actually just nervous for my own vision. Is it the top one or do I have to scroll down? I'm trying not to look.
It's the one with like a ring. It looks like black and white. And then there's like three different color like circle and there's a number inside.
From a fake Elon Musk, that one?
Correct.
Okay, I think I got it. Yeah, yeah.
So the question is, simple eye test, what numbers do you see?
Numbers?
Numbers.
Okay, tell me when I can look.
Go ahead.
I can look?
Yeah, even I see these.
3974.
Yeah, that's what Bob said. That's what Bob said.
I'm proud of you. That's the first time you got one of those right.
No, I got it yesterday.
You aced it.
It wasn't really an eye test yesterday. It was kind of like a Like a magic eye. What was that again? Numbers? That one wasn't
relax your eyes. Relax your eyes.
My eyes are back.
Yeah, 3974. So Bob responded to that. So he's very in right now eye tests.
Well, you want your algorithm once you click on one thing.
Great point.
It's honestly, this is a good exercise just in like finding algorithm. Out what someone's algorithm is. Because where are the granny gilfs? Where are the AI grannies? Those are gone. It's all eye tests.
He started weighing in on how many things have you done and would you rathers and how many cities have you visited.
So it's actually not as hard to change your algorithm as one would think.
Respond to one of them.
And then
you're cooking.
It all flips.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know, honestly.
So right now Bob's doing a lot of eye tests. He also, somebody that goes by the name Hot Pepper tweeted out, which decade had the best music? She says, no wrong answers, but I'll help you out. It's the 70s.
Hot Pepper. She has a spicy one there.
So she wrote.
Uh-huh. Yes.
These were her options.
Okay.
Again, the question was, which decade had the best music?
Okay.
I have an answer, but I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay.
She wrote 1950s, nope. 1960s,
oh.
1970s. 1980s, 1990s.
Oh, 90s.
You know what Bob said?
What'd he say?
Keep going.
Oh, he's a 2000s guy.
I don't know. Or is he a 1940s guy?
I guess he's probably 1940s.
Go keep going. Way?
Yeah, he's like 2010s.
He's like the first time they plugged the guitar in.
Yeah. Maybe he's
like, so he's a 2000s guy, 2010s guy?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he loved that Chris Sheim grab bag, actually. Maybe that's the one he
loves. K-pop Demon Hunters. He's like, all those, what a soundtrack.
K-pop Demon Hunters actually could have made a good push for top album.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff in there. But anyway, yeah, Bob keeps tweeting away. And again, these people aren't asking him questions. They're just asking general
questions. Any Pete Alonso takes from him yet or no? Or is it nothing yet?
No, it's mostly eye tests.
All right. Okay, well, you know.
Checking his eyes.
Probably like Friday.
He had a Tom Karen appreciation tweet a couple days ago.
Yeah, he liked the New England Sports Museum Sports Tradition Evening. He thought there were some good interviews on there. So
by Karen.
By Tom, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Grabbing bags is easy cause your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab, 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 bag. Grab, 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 bag. Grab, 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 bag. Do, 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 do.
Little breathy in there, but Drake London out for tomorrow.
Ugh.
But Drake London won't play for
all right, Billy,
the Falcons.
Billy, I'm on to a new flex for our matchup, I guess.
Right. Okay.
Here we go now. Holla if you hear me, though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, it's time now for who was the best NBA performer from last night. Was it Bam Adebayo, 19 points, 8 boards? Was it Josh Hart, 21 and 6? Was it Brandon Ingram, 31 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists? Was it Jalen Brunson, 35 points? Or was it Desmond Bane, 37 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists?
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag. Not him.
Not Desmond Bane?
No. I'm going with Jalen Brunson. Is who I'm going with.
Are you going with Brunson?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, they did win.
One of the best Jalens.
There's only two games last night, so slim pickings.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former closer.
Yeah.
No, I was going to give you the nickname right away because the nickname is incredible.
Uh-huh. It was not Derek Bell. Derek Bell.
No, former pitcher.
Yeah.
Pitched for 5 teams in 11 seasons. It was the Rays, White Sox, Twins, Rockies, and Mariners. I never knew this till today. His nickname was the Horse. Therefore.
Haas?
He's going to make a push at Sully for Haas.
Okay, interesting.
His nickname was the Horse.
Yeah.
One-time All-Star. One-time All-Star, picked first pitch in the majors 2013, recently retired 2023.
Oh, so I was thinking, I didn't hear Red Sox in there, but I was thinking like Rolando Arojo. Okay.
Is Andrew Kittredge still playing?
I don't know.
Andrew
it's not him.
So it's not Andrew Kittredge?
It's not Andrew Kittredge. He did lead the league in saves 1 year.
Oh, reliever. I'm sorry. Yeah. I missed that. Yeah. Okay.
He was an All-Star in 16, but led the league in saves in 17.
Where?
Both
with the Rays?
Yeah.
Oh.
Twitch chat has it and text line has it.
Hang on. They both got it. Damn.
He got it.
3.36 career ERA for
the
horse.
Guy who wore his hat cockeyed? Was it that guy?
Yeah, not Fernando Rodney, but he also did wear his hat. $35.1 million.
Nice.
That's his to do with what he wants.
I don't want to look.
He's 36 years old.
I'm about to cheat. Today?
That's it? No, not today.
No, but I mean like present day, he's 36 years old.
He'll be 37 on New Year's Eve if you want to send him something.
Okay.
Yep.
Good to know.
Yep.
I'm looking.
Who do you got?
I'm still looking.
All right. A few names.
What you're telling me is one of those names?
It's one of those names.
Alex Colome?
He got it!
Colome. Alex Colome, the horse.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
6'2", 240. Guy would throw some gas.
That's a Haas?
Yeah, I had him in fantasy. No, it's borderline Haas.
That's why he's the horse.
Not the orangutan.
Okay. Yeah, somebody even texted right away. The horse is Alex Colome, right away.
The horse? I'd never heard that. He pitched against the Red Sox all the time. I never knew that.
I barely remember him, but okay. Random ball player.
There he is.
Most days on Jones and Keefe.
Oh, you know what tomorrow
means. Not tomorrow.
No.
Random football player. Derek Bell, guest guy. Save it till Friday. It's a football player tomorrow.
There might be a football player, Derek Bell.
This is also true.
I could do Brian Jordan tomorrow. It's both. former Falcon.
Covers all your bases. Yeah. Okay, that's the random ball player in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. They come your way next. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus, we'll get to the clip du jour next.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we found out a lot about Moneybags Jones over here and what kind of car he drives.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what I learned about my car this winter that I don't think I had ever realized is how high the heat in my car goes.
Oh, you get real hot in there.
It gets, well, I don't know. I'm a little afraid to say the number out loud because, like, I might get, you know, car shamed.
Oh, like, you can turn the heat up and has the number on
yes.
there?
Yeah.
Like 80?
90
degrees.
How about that for a brag?
Sick ride, bro.
All right, good. So that's a good
90
number.
Degrees? You don't want it that hot. Too hot.
Yeah, the last couple days.
You drive around 90 degrees in there?
90.
That's gross. That's a sauna. It's a sauna on wheels is what you're doing.
I didn't know my car went that high until this winter. It goes to 90. Okay, so I thought I was about to get car shamed.
90
is
insane.
That was actually a brag.
Yeah, I think it is a brag.
All right, nice.
It must be a pretty nice car. Jones doing pretty well. Have a car go to 90.
You have heat in your car?
My heat.
Nick's like, what is that?
I don't know if I'm doing okay or I'm not doing okay, but the heat in my car goes 90? To 90.
Yeah. So answer that yourself.
Intense.
Yeah, pretty good.
Intense.
How about that, Hart? That's impressive.
Now I'm thinking when I drive home, I need to check. I don't know what mine goes to. I think 80.
I think 80.
And then I think it says high after you go to 80.
Oh, yeah. Then it's like it maxes out.
Just high and it's like, yeah.
No, when you hit 90, I think it says high, yeah.
So you get 10 extra degrees.
Well,
Must be nice.
But I don't think I had ever
gone. Cook an egg in there.
I think I was afraid to go past that in past winters. I think I pushed it to 80.
You're opening it up now.
Now I'm opening it up a little bit.
You're getting a little older. Grandpa's got a chill kind of thing.
It was so cold the last couple.
It was freezing.
Did I say this on the air or in one of the breaks? But like, not only did I have it, but like at red lights, I was like putting both my hands on the actual blower.
You can burn yourself at 90.
No, I mean, it was
blowing
hot.
Into don't your get, hands like a pitcher wrong, in April.
It was.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
As maybe Stiz would say, oh, you 90 degrees rich. That's what kind of heat you got in your car.
Oh, just in my car, not in my house.
hey, turn that down a little bit. Oh, put a sweatshirt on.
My God, when everybody else in my house goes to bed, I drop that sort of stuff.
Me too.
Yeah, 100%.
Price of oil these days?
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate the season at the Nines with their delicious holiday menu specials like the creamy lobster carbonara or the baked stuffed shrimp and lobster combo. You got to love the Nines. You disappointed about the Alonso news? We were pretty devastated.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Might as well just blow it up.
Yes.
1 year in the playoffs was fun. Let's have like another five bridge years and we'll start back. Like,
sad.
Is it easy to say they're the fourth best team in the division right now? Like, the Orioles are going to bounce back.
Yes.
They had a bad year. Didn't they bounce back late in the year? They were better late in the year than they were.
They started to because they had that, who was their pitcher that was sick that didn't pitch at first and then he came back? He would have won the Tyler Rogers. Tyler Rogers. Like, would have won
that
the
guy was a monster.
Now you had a bad Trevor. You got owners that want to spend money.
Yeah.
Like,
they got a ridiculous lineup now.
The Yankee, like, it's easy to argue, forget the playoffs. You're the fourth best team in the division.
Well, right now, today. Let me put
they're
a caveat.
Worse today. Can we all agree on that?
Today, yes.
Way worse.
Let me put a caveat on it. What if they do, and maybe it's dangerous to do with them, with Bregman, are they the fourth worst or fourth best team in the division?
Yeah.
Even with Bregman?
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree.
Didn't you have
that.
Bregman last year?
Yeah.
And he'll play like his 98 games or whatever and make a bunch of errors because he's old and tired and tease you with some pop for a while and then
the
home runs will
stop. Where did
the
Orioles finish? Alonso's worth like 30 wins?
They were way back.
No,
you got to figure that. What's
I
his
think
name?
They're going to have a like 20% bounce back just without Pete Alonso. And then you add Pete Alonso to that. Oh, by the way, don't know if they're done. They offered Schwarber $150 million. They met his. They clearly have this new ownership money that's trying to make an impact.
They weren't going to spend on both. It's actually very unfortunate that Schwarber went back to Philly.
Are you defending
the
Red Sox? Because I don't care for it.
He's trying.
No. I'm just saying, you think the Orioles were going to sign both Schwarber and Alonso?
I don't know. This guy's got money to spend. He's trying to win. He's aggressive.
The Orioles won.
I don't even know if it's a he or a she. I didn't check.
Orioles won 14 fewer games than the Red Sox last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. Alonso's worth 14 wins.
I'll bet the Orioles win more games next year.
No, the Orioles.
Miller Lite 12-pack.
With Bregman?
I don't care who they have.
Okay.
Who are they going to get? Okamoto?
Yeah, deal.
Oh, great.
That's
yeah.
Lou Wons,
the
now.
Asian imports have really worked for the Red Sox over the years.
Deal.
Well,
who?
Airshake.
Coach Ujihara, and they got Koji.
Oh, yeah, that one didn't count.
Koji was
that
nice. He was right here.
Yeah. Unlike the wuss on the text line who still hasn't emailed me about the bet I wanted to take him up on, which I don't even remember. I might have already lost it by now.
It was Ravens playoffs, I think. Was it Ravens playoffs?
No, it was something about the Red Sox.
Was it Pats? Pats wins?
Don't remember.
Who knows?
Whatever. Email me.
This is why you have your producer keep a doc. That's what Stiz does.
Airshake.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Airshake.
Red Sox more
wins than
the Orioles.
Red Sox will win more.
Okay.
Because Abreu.
Spit on your hands and shake like men.
I don't know if you read. Abreu is the guy. I knew we were in trouble when I read in the Globe that Cora was saying Abreu is the guy. And I'm like, whoa. No.
You're Abreu?
The guy you're bringing in is the guy.
Bobby Abreu.
It doesn't matter. Neither is the guy for the Red Sox in 2026. So obviously we're going to be starting here. We had a whole rundown. Dan Ball was great. It was all segmented. And then
Pete Alonso,
I'm driving in. You guys break the news. Yep. We blow it up. We'll talk to Schefter at 3:45.
Right.
We will talk to Lou is scheduled at 4:30.
Oh, good.
Could
I
be a little transit.
Yeah.
Oh, Angry Lou. Looking forward to Angry Lou. Talk about this move. And you'll get Angry Andy. I think Angry Fitzy. Probably Angry Ted.
An angry show.
How could you not be angry?
Yeah.
This guy defending him over here.
No, there's not much to be happy about.
Bleeping guy.
He's trying to, zig when everybody else is zagging.
Jones. Is that what he's doing?
I don't know.
Contrarian Jones.
Jones, what is...
It's only a game.
I just...
Why Sox will be mad.
I just think with Bregman back, I don't think the Orioles make up 14 wins on him. That's all I was saying. Jones, does your AC go to 20? Good question. What does my AC go to?
Time to find out.
Oh, how low can you go?
Not that low. I feel like that's like 50.
Jones, you can bake cookies inside your car.
But your fancy car, yeah. Bacon brownies back there.
Pretty amazing.
All right, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered. You got her. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. A lot of anger on the program today. Dial them up, 617-779-7937. We'll go on the clock tomorrow at high noon. Preview Pats and Bills as well. It all starts at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.